Welcome to Super Taffy's for Parshas Vayakov Kudei. Let's start with a few divrei Torah from the altar of Kelm this week. So let's talk about Nisius Lev. It says, V'yovo kol ish asher nasa olibo. This is in Lamed Heichof Aleph. And the Ramban says, Ki lo haya behem shalamed asam alachos ha'ilum imlamed. None of these people who were inspired to work, none of them had any professional training from any teacher or anything. Oh, mi she'imen bahen yad of klal, or anybody who had any experience with this. Aval matzah b'tivo she'yad alasos kein. V'yigba libo b'darchei Hashem, lavo lifnei Moshe, lomar lo, ani esa kol asher adoni dover. Meaning, basically, they just volunteered, and all of a sudden, the skills came to them. So this idea of Nisias Lev says, this is quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, but he's quoting the altar. He says, Nisius Lev is a big yesod with respect to getting chokhmah. And really, the Yetzer Hara's great method is to make you think that you can't accomplish something. And you shouldn't be confused and let your Yetzer Hara do this to you, because that's really the way of fools. And, for example, you can see this with respect to business. In business, it's a very simple thing. Everybody has an idea, and they go to do this idea, and they say, Hashem will help me. And that's the way that it seems to, the way it seems to work. So the Altar of Kelm used to say, by virtue of an example, if you take a horse and it sees a big mountain, it's going to become upset and fearful and concerned right away, and is going to stay right at the bottom of the mountain. And that's the same thing with the way of a ksil, a fool. They're going to stay right at the bottom of the mountain, and if he wasn't afraid and he gave it a try, he would realize that he could go up the mountain. And this is all of Avodas HaYetzer, is that it tries to push us to think that we can't do it. And that is the opposite of Bitachon. Next, an interesting idea based on Rashi in Lamed Hei Hei. So we learn, of course, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns, advises, instructs us with respect to Shabbos before the Mishkan to say that it's not Docha Shabbos. So what's the deeper idea here? The deeper idea is that it says in the Torah Shmir Shabbos twice by Binyan HaMishkan, and it says that it wouldn't be Docha, that Shmir Shabbos will be Docha the Binyan HaMikdash, and not vice versa. So what's the idea? The truth is that we can see, based on the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have gotten so much geshmak out of the Mishkan. It was something which was satisfying. It was kibayochel. It was something that was an opportunity for him to be shochin shechina in Klal Yisrael, and this was a, according to Lefi the Ramban, it's a continuation of Maimon Har Sinai and all these other wonderful things. And with all of that, with all of this ratzon, the way that the Medrash calls it is kiton lahazbia ratzono. I mean, it's like it's almost a thing of drink to satisfy all of that that he wanted. He wanted more to give the tov of Shabbos, so we could experience Shabbos, we could get the horchavas das that comes with Shabbos, the os on Shabbos, and that we should get the tov that comes from it in Olam Haba. So because of that, it was so precious to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he was willing to be mevater on this particular point. So next point is based on a Yalkut Shimoni right in the beginning of Vayakel. It says, "Mitchila satir v'ad sofa ein ba parsha shenemar b'rosh of Vayakel elazeh bilvad." There was nothing talking about gatherings all the way up until now. And now we have something which is discussing gatherings. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Asei lecha kehilos kedolos, make great groups. Hadarish lifnei v'rabim hilchos Shabbos, you should learn hilchos Shabbos together. Kadeshi yomadu mincha teres haboim la'kiel kehilos b'chol Shabbos Shabbos. We should know that people should learn Hilchos Shabbos, every Shabbos. Ilu Ha'eshir Chayli. He said, if I had more strength, I would make Chaburus of Shomrei Shabbos to learn the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, so they would know the halachas and they would do it publicly to make Gedarim and to assure Hilchos Shabbos. And in Kelm, indeed, there was a Chabura for Chizuk Shabbos, and every Friday after Mincha, they would gather to learn. And it apparently was very, very successful for all the people in it. I know that in Chicago, we have a lot of people do, for the kids, they have Likra Shabbos to learn Hilchos Shabbos right before Shabbos, which I think is wonderful. But we shouldn't stop there. The truth is that Hilchos Shabbos is something which needs constant chizuk, and learning it on Shabbos is extraordinarily helpful. The halachos are something which are so vast that we need to be consistently and periodically doing chazaros, because I learned Hilchos Shabbos, I thought, relatively deeply, and when I do chazaros on it, it's always bringing up new inyanim that need to be investigated. It could be that the mitzvahs of our life changed, could be that the mitzvahs of the world changed, could be that our memory of the halachas changed. That's for certainly true, and we need to refresh. We need to see new svarim, see new mahalchim, and make sure that we really have a deep understanding, because a lot of Hilchos Shabbos includes svaras for how to approach the particular elements of any halacha. One more is in pasuk. The Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chof. It's a seemingly peculiar addition at the beginning of the Sidra and the end of Rishon, when it's a single parsha, and that is V'yetzu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael M'vnei Moshe. He says everybody left. So the altar of Kelm has a very interesting idea. We see in the Shas, in Brachas, that the Hasidim Rishonim would spend an hour before davening preparing, and an hour after davening to kind of wind down. And the idea is, it's a lot of work for a person to wind up to the proper mindset in davening. You know, it's not just something that happens, and you have to get a lot of things out of your head. And the more deep you are in this world, the harder it is sometimes to get into really tahor avoda. And the same thing is also the opposite, is that for people who are really on a high level, it's hard to get back into the gashmius after, right? Meaning to go from, you know, Olam Ha'atzilus when you're standing in Shemona Esrei, and then going out to plow a field, you know, that could take a little transitioning. And for all of us, regardless of where we are holding, we can kind of feel that. Think about Motzei Yom Kippur, to go from Ne'ilah to eating soon after. Sometimes, I mean, we're overwhelmed by our bodies and we feel, you know, sometimes it distracts us and whatnot. But more often than not, I would expect for the super tathis amongst us, I think that we probably feel a little strange transitioning, and it takes a little work, right, to go out to, you know, let's go build a sukkah. It's almost a nechama for us. So a person who comes from their Rebbe's house, you know, hopefully it feels like there needs to be a wind down from visiting their Rebbe. And by Maisa Mishkan, it wasn't like regular construction. When a person, you know, heard what they were supposed to do, you know, it wasn't like, you know, move this board over here. They had to understand that the Maisa Mishkan was like creating worlds, Lefi the Rishonim, and there were Sodas Amukos involved, and this was the building to make the Shechina, right? And this was a really, really deep thing that was happening. And also their generosity of giving into the Mishkan. So all of these components were creating worlds inside them, and worlds, literally a physical structure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was such a high idea that the idea of needing a wind down after tefillah would also apply, because they had to have a lot of hisbonanus to really get it. So that's what this pasuk is saying. All of the people involved in this process, they looked at this really like an avoda and not construction. So therefore, it was hard for them to turn from that and just go back to more of the humdrum of life. And that's why it says Vayetzu. Now on to a couple of stories about Zrizos. First, about the Chazon Ish. Apparently, the Chazon Ish would prepare Shabbos candles immediately on Motzei Shabbos, right after it was ended. So he was asked why he didn't wait until Erev Shabbos, like most people tend to do. He said, if it's possible to do a mitzvah now, why would I delay? So this is the idea that we shouldn't be delaying mitzvahs. This is not dissimilar to the practice of the Maharil, who says you fold your talis Motzai Shabbos to get ready for the upcoming Shabbos and to be mechabe to kind of start. Nor is it different from the Maharil that says, that's quoted by the Ramah, that we start getting ready for Sukkot right after Yom Kippur. So the reason why we're talking about this is because of the Medrash about the Nesiim. So when Klal Yisrael were, you know, doting their materials for the Mishkan, the Nesiim delayed and they said, I'll only give, you know, what, you know, whatever is left, and then I'll give it in. So that is viewed as procrastination. Because of that, they lost a letter in their name when they're presented. So that's an idea that maybe we should kind of jump and be Zrizim. I do like to mention, is a very important point that Rabbeinu Yonah mentions in his Pirshan Mishle, and I believe this is also very important. Zrizim doesn't mean to rush. Zrizim means to be focused on timely and proper execution. So what does that mean? That, you know, a person rushing shows up 30 seconds before Shacharis, rushes to get their tefillin on, and, you know, it'll be a couple of minutes late, whatever. You know, a Zoriz is somebody who is there 5 minutes early or 10 minutes early, puts on their tefillin, is waiting and ready, is prepared. Maybe they've learned a Seder before, something like that. So there's a story about the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, Avram ben Avram, this very, very famous Ger Tzedek, who was burned at the stake, apparently for his conversion to Yiddishkeit. He apparently was walking and he was dancing and singing. He was going to die al Kiddush Hashem. The Gra, who was there, called out, Rav Avraham. He said, I think the word was oof. He said, go, meaning like do it with Zrizus, meaning you're going to a mitzvah, you know, go to the Zrizus. So it sounds like, you know, this was a story about dealing with the question, even for dying al Kiddush Hashem, should you kind of do it with Zrizus? And the Gra paskind. Now, obviously, that is like stratospheres above kind of where normal people operate, but it's still a very important and instructive idea that we do things bizrizus, and that should be a guiding force, even when, you know, maybe we are not as excited about it. This is a way of life. Have a wonderful Shabbos.